So mudita, a joyful resonance, is how I often think of it. The lark ascending, that wonderful song as the lark flies into the sky. There's something about that that really speaks to me of mudita. Very often music has a very strong sense. Harmonies coming together somehow, just sort of feel, it's that resonance, feels very much like mudita, or a dance can feel like that. Yeah, just thinking for yourself, connecting for yourself with what sparks mudita for you. And we talked about metta as a way of relating to all our experience, an attitude of turning towards, you know, with openness and interest. Well, so too is mudita. And I think it happens in small ways so much in our lives, but we don't necessarily recognize it as mudita. You know, all those little moments when something happens and your heart just opens and you just feel happy or joyful because of what you've just witnessed. Whether it's two people just coming together in a particular way that just feels very joyful, or whether it's, I saw these three dogs that were in the park, completely different types of dogs meeting, and they were just so happy to be together, all their tails wagging. That made me very happy. I don't know, just I saw these three little girls earlier in the week with bouquets. It was on Saturday and it was Mother's Day the next day, and there they were, these three little girls just clutching their bouquets, obviously for Mother's Day, and I just felt a real heart-opening moment with that. We have these occasions all the time, but I think it's really good to recognise that they are mudita. It's a real opening. It's that sort of empathic moment, you know, where you just, something connects and there you are. And it happens quite naturally. So that's very beautiful. So I think this is one of the Brahmaviharas, that it really does help to take it up more consciously. You know, to take up the practice in a sense of appreciating and rejoicing. You know, to quite deliberately take it up through reflection as well. Just, you know, reflecting, particularly reflecting on our own experience. You know, taking that reflection in and looking at our path, looking at our progress on the path, looking at the ways we've changed, how some things that might have been really difficult before are not so difficult now, how we're not so bound up with this or that that we were, and, you know, just having that sense of rejoicing in our victories, rejoicing in our progress, rejoicing in what's wholesome in our lives. Just looking and seeing and having that attitude of turning towards it and seeing that it's worthy of rejoicing in. It really gives us confidence, gives us faith. It's very motivating, I think, when we kind of really look and see that we have changed, that our practice is effective. It is actually transforming us bit by bit, little by little. We are making progress and we can be glad about it. You know, we can be happy about it. We can rejoice in it. So all of that, you know, really lessens the tendencies then to sort of self-denigration and self-doubt, the other side of the coin that can come in.